Well, 13 hours later, I can happily report that the coffee I've had last night at 8 p.m. didn't affect my sleeping pattern whatsoever. I've had another few hours to enjoy, to be, well, I guess, still full of life, which is good, obviously. It was, of course, the Guatemalan from Third Wave Coffee Source, the Acetenango, El Cerro, Finca El Carmen, Pache San Ramon, which is, as I mentioned yesterday, quite a mouthful, but it was delicious. It was actually quite chocolatey and still a bit of fruit in there as well. Really enjoyed it as a V60. But as I also promised yesterday, I'm going to report today on the Ethiopia Natural Rocco Mountain that I've also had the pleasure of sample roasting the same day that I sample roasted this Guatemalan and a Peruvian as well, which was on the 3rd of February. So today, February 11th, and it is almost 9 o'clock in the morning. And again, yes, ready for a coffee and also sending Shirley away on her day's work again with Rocco Mountain, but this time as a latte. I've actually also done an espresso and a piccolo, so the little milk that kind of gets left over for when I do the latte for Shirley, I just use that up and use it as a, in my piccolo. So, you've had a couple of sips, and actually before I started recording, there were already some squeaks coming out of you. What were they?
They were squeaks of delight. This is delicious. It's just my kind of coffee. Chocolate, 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 chocolate. Loveliness. A journey. Full bodied. Sitting well in my tummy. This is going to last all day.
Is there a bit of strawberry in there?
There is a hint. But it's more chocolatey than strawberry-like.
Okay.
With as much milk as I have.
Yes.
But just delicious. Yes. There's just enough strawberryness to give it a bit of a lift, to give it a bit of a life.
Mm-hmm. For me, what springs to mind, if I drink this, is actually, I don't know what they're called, but I've had those kind of chocolates. It's chocolate, and on the inside you've got a fondant, which is just kind of a creamy strawberryness. Mm. So there's a hint of this strawberryness, but actually the strawberry flavor, the smell, when you grind these beans freshly, which of course you have to do, just grind on demand whenever you drink a coffee, there the smell is just so sweet and so, yeah, so strawberry-like. And so the Rocco Mountain, of course, as I also mentioned yesterday, I had the pleasure of drinking it, roasted by Campbell and Syme, of course, gosh. Clemson's, who else did I have? I've had Clemson's, I've had Caravan, and of course the very first one I had, oh my god, what are they called now? Oh, I'm going to embarrass myself here. Which was such a revelation. God, and this package is not in this cupboard anymore. I keep every single packet of coffee that has ever reached Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And now I have to get back to that. I have to pause this recording and just remind myself of the name. How can I forget this? Well, I tell you what, the proof's in the pudding. I need to have a sip of coffee just to jog my memory. Ah, of course, it was Extract Coffee Roasters in Bristol. They were the first ones that introduced me to the Rocco Mountain, the Yirgacheffe Natural. And their roast was absolutely delicious as well. But it's really fun to also get some green beans of it and sample roast it and see what a little sample roast at a hot top can do in the hands of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So, a delicious coffee, and this is it. The day started well, right, Shirley?
Very well, and it's becoming more and more strawberry. It's just slowly starting to come through a bit stronger.
Ah, okay, delicious. So that chocolate analogy with a bit of strawberry inside helped you?
Yes. All the dots started to connect.
Brilliant.